This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And away we go here. I guess I've forgotten my English training. Never supposed to start a sentence with a conjunction. You know that? And, but, all those, you're not supposed to start a sentence with that. So maybe I'll start over again. Why? Who knows? The gods of language taught us that. We're here to discuss the stories this week that made it to the top 10 according to Talkers Magazine, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry. It's called the Talk Radio Review. And joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The three of us make up the DJV show, which is aired around the country every weekday morning. So we put our minds together to discuss our thoughts and what we know, maybe ask questions about some of these stories. I'm going to go through the list, and then I want to pick out a couple, not necessarily the ones on the top for you ladies to react to. At number 10 this week, the whole relationship is, as a result of COVID and being locked up kind of together, families and groups for the past 5-6 months. At number 9, our relationship with China and Russia and North Korea and Iran. Given the fact that we're being hacked by all of them prior to the election. Number 8 are race relationships here in our country. Some of the things that are being done to reform the police here and there as a result of race problems. Number 7, the economy, where it's going. Number 6, and by the way, we're going to have a stimulus package. It doesn't look like we are before the election anyway. The fires on the West Coast. Number 6, situation in education, both in the public schools, not going to school, not going to college, real problem. The nitty gritty with COVID-19 and where are we going with vaccines, number 4 and 3 sort of combined. Presidential race, number 2, and Bob Woodward's tapes with the president, number 1. I want to go to number 6, ladies. The fires that are continuing to spread across the western United States right now. I think as of the end of the week, 500,000 Oregonians, that's about 10% of the entire population of the state, have evacuated their homes. So the firefighters that are being sent there from all over the country. I know we around here, some firefighters got on planes and went out to California, to Oregon, to Washington. You see the West Coast on fire, and what does that bring us around? I mean, you think about some of the complications under which we're living now. COVID, Black Lives Matter, the election. Wow. How in the world?
One of the things with COVID and the fire season, I broadcast from California, so we have a lot of fires going on in our state. It's the worst fire season.
You got them right there. You can smell the smoke as we're doing
the
program.
20 years.
Oh,
yeah. Right? I actually been having my microphone on because I was just having a huge sneezing fit while you were doing that intro, because the smoke is just so unbelievably thick. If you look on social media at all this weekend, you'll see that glowing orange sky that is now blanketing the entire state of California. We haven't seen the sun. I mean, it's all smoke and fiery looking skies. It's very apocalyptic. But because of COVID, it's not just the way that firefighters are replenishing themselves, because it is still relatively warm. It was scorching hot a few days ago. It's now cooled down on the West Coast a bit. I'm talking about 80s and 90s instead of 110, 120. And to get that replenishment, their base camp is a lot different. So because of social distancing, the way that the firefighters get their water, their food, their ability to rest is different.
Yeah.
But what I don't think a lot of people realize is the evacuation shelters are a lot different because of social distancing. It used to be that they'd open up a high school gymnasium or something like that in the community that the fire was impacting, and people would go with their family. Sometimes there would be places for pets. In California, we have a lot of people that have horses or chickens, dogs, that kind of stuff, and you could evacuate to these different shelters. Well, now, I mean, not in all, but in some of the ones near me, they're actually making you stay in your car because they don't want to risk having people infect each other within a high school gymnasium or within a common area. So now think about the conditions, the heat, the smoke, and you've got people actually staying in their cars through all of this. It's really, really difficult.
Glad I'm not going back there for another month. Wow. Hopefully get blown out by then. I don't know that we have seen anything in my lifetime. I don't remember seeing anything like this, frankly. And there are fires in Yellowstone. You go to Montana, there are fires there as well. It's like there's the gods above, if depending on your, I guess, social mores and standards or your spiritual standards, is there karma here? I understand astrology and how astrologers have said this is going to be most challenging year in the history of the country since it started, all that stuff, and we're seeing that stuff happen. So, all right, up next here, the Chinese hackers that are targeting Joe Biden, Chinese communists, the hackers that are being sent or put into action by the Chinese communist. How in the world are we going to get along with these people or in the future? Can we? Will we be able to? How? It gets deeper and worse with each passing day. These people are relentless in trying to destroy our government and our country. Relentless. And given the fact that we created them with our buying and the cheap bums that run these companies that want to do everything cheaper and have it made over there, I finally found a razor, a new electric razor that was made in Belgium rather than buying some. And you know what they're doing now? I don't know if you've noticed this, ladies, or not, but they've taken off the new stuff that's coming and being sold, companies that are selling it, and the trace that's necessary, we always thought was the law. You won't find on most products now that are freshly made in China with a stamp saying made in China. And if you go online to look up stuff, they won't tell you what the country of origin is anymore. Because people are reacting as I have, and they want to buy stuff made in China.
And it's I've noticed a lot of companies and people, people I think are falling for it. It'll say designed in America.
Yeah,
but
right,
that does not mean that it's made in America.
A lot of companies are doing that now. Yeah, I think we need to really pull up our bootstraps when it comes to China. It's almost, in my mind, un-American to be buying stuff made in China, supporting the Chinese government the way that we are. We really, really have to. We've really got to wake up when it comes to that. 13 past the hour, more from the charts and a focus on potential American leadership, the presidential race. Up next here on our overview of what's going on in the world, News Talk Radio. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia. Like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. No tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Lyon too.
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed.
Knee injuries are common among athletes, but it's not just the pros who are at risk.
Sports that involve aggressive cutting, pivoting, landing from jumps, that's when the ACL can get stressed and loaded significantly to the point where it may rupture.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says preventing ACL or anterior cruciate ligament injuries is a big area of study.
Researchers have looked at and analyzed movement patterns that are risk factors for ACL injury. And one of the movement patterns we've found, we call it dynamic medial knee valgus. What does that mean? So it's when you move, your knee goes medial or in.
Dr. Laskowski says he uses this to screen kids who are going into high school sports.
We have somebody do a squat, and oftentimes a single leg squat. We can see that knee dive to the inside.
When that's the case, an exercise program can be tailored to strengthen key areas and reduce the risk of injury. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits and talk radio, the DJV show, and the presence of Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, going through the list, picking out some of the elements here that need to have some focus from our perspective. And I think looking at race relations, and it's more what are we doing with the police? And I think it ought to be expanded to what are we doing in all public service agencies. But anyway, the racial diversity that now we have in this country, in my way of reading it, is much broader than it ever has been. Is it enough? It depends on who you talk to, I guess, much as anything else. We're taking, pardon the choice of words, a stab at it here to give more people a say, as well it should have been, but that's, again, that's the past. What are we doing right now? Is it enough? Is it too much? People being advanced. I saw a story about the number of black police chiefs that have been put into place in the last 4 or 5 months around the country, and that's swell, except a lot of them weren't prepared, and some of them even are admitting that they aren't prepared. They don't have the background, but they're being put into jobs because of the color of their skin, which is just wrong. I mean, if we are going down this road, this goes back to when I was a kid, and the whole business about getting the allocations and, you know, what we're supposed to have this many blacks because that's what the rules say, and this many whites, and this many. I mean, come on. When are we going to get to making sure that everybody gets equal educational opportunities, because that's what leads to people advancing and having equal opportunities. It's not you put somebody in a job because of the color of their skin, they don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, there are plenty of white chiefs that don't know what the hell they're doing either. So, you know, how do we get beyond that, I think, is a question that is not being answered particularly well. And is it the case that maybe blacks are being advanced into jobs in the private sector, too, because of the color of their skin, and they may not be ready for it, and therefore they set themselves up for failure? And then people will say, look, I told you, they're black. They don't have any, you know, that kind of stuff.
I don't know about that. Obviously, it's very personal, and there's probably a lot of examples that on both sides of what you're saying. But I will say that in my home state of California, they just passed a piece of legislation that is going to force corporate boards. These are non-government entities. They're public or private institutions. They are going to force boards to have diversity. So no longer will you make it to the board of directors because of your accomplishments, or at least that's maybe how you might feel if you're a woman or a person of color. There's going to be special spots and a number basically given to these boards to allow for that. And I'm split. Look, I want to see people who may not have had the opportunities get opportunities. But I got to say, as a woman who really tries to push and achieve and do what I can to push boundaries and borders of what women can do, I don't like the fact that the government has to come in and say, well, you sit right there.
No, but like, you know what? It's interesting. We talk about color of skin. Also, the fact that we talk about women getting into jobs that they haven't had before, like this lady Jane Fraser, who's now the new chief exec at Citigroup. She's the first woman to lead a major bank in our country, making a big deal out of it. Why haven't women had chances like that forever? Why is it? Why haven't blacks had the same educational opportunities? Why aren't women are discriminated against too when it comes to educational opportunities? Come on, let's get with it. 21 after the hour.
Top Radio Countdown. With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus now, the charts for this week. It's the first full week of September, and we're on it here. DJ Veers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, going through the list of items, the priorities here, the whole discussion of vaccines this week. Number three, the health aspects. There's an emotional aspect to all of this COVID stuff, I think, as well. Trying to figure out what's real. And, you know, the fear-based thinking that's coming out of all of this. I'm sure you've seen it. Both you, Jennifer and Victoria, have seen examples of people just afraid to do anything. We're talking about the NFL starting this week and how people don't want to go to the game because they don't want to expose. The restaurants opening up in New York City and people don't want to go to the restaurants because they're afraid. That remains to be seen.
That hasn't. They haven't opened yet. They will open on September 30th. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know how. I mean, we know as a New Yorker, I can attest. New Yorkers pretty much eat at a restaurant every night of the week. It's very rare that New Yorkers
everybody
stay
eats
home
out
and cook.
Or
everybody
they buy
does.
Food and bring it home and cook it. They don't. You know. They
or
don't.
Delivery. Yeah. Or yeah. delivery. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see if New Yorkers will want to be back inside a restaurant because right now everyone is eating outdoors. So September 30th. Will be kind of when the weather tends to change a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how New Yorkers react to it. And if we have subsequent cases, because there was that new study this week that showed that adults who have tested positive for COVID were more than twice as likely to have been in a restaurant within 2 weeks of getting of having symptoms. So that's clearly restaurants and bars are a hot spot, and it's a difficult thing to control the virus in that environment.
Speaking of polls, most Americans want to vote before Election Day. We've been talking about this and wondering out loud. You know, it's interesting because the presidential race is only number two this week, and you'd have thought it would be number one. Although I think the number one story certainly relates to what will be the outcome of the election. Yes or no? The Woodward tapes. It's, you know, people listen to all
this. I don't think that's going to sway the election.
No.
I don't think it's going to sway.
People have already
made up their minds.
I'm undecided as to whether I'm going to vote for the presidency at all, frankly.
There's this elusive 6% that still have not made up their minds, and I'm not sure if this moves the needle or not. But I do think that it just gives more fodder for each side.
Are the polls legit, ladies? That shows Biden ahead by, 8 or 9 points at the moment?
Not anymore.
No, they're not legit, or he's not ahead by 8 or 9.
No, both, actually. I think the polls, at least what you're seeing, they've really tightened. I think that President Trump does not, I think he defies polling, because I think there are a lot of people who are afraid to say that they support him. So I don't know if you can actually trust the polls. I don't know a lot of people.
Why do you think that is, Jennifer? Why are people
because people don't want to get their cars scratched. They don't want to be attacked for liking Trump. I mean, I get attacked daily for being a woman who supports Trump. So
how do you get attacked?
How can you do this? You are an anti-masker. I mean, they just assume all these things about you because you happen to be a Trump supporter. So I think there are a lot of people who just say, forget it. I don't want to tell people who I vote for. I'll just go in and cast my vote, and that'll be it.
So when somebody with the name of Trump does something, it becomes news. The books, the family, what happened at the convention. Now I notice Ivanka Trump has said that she would get a shot on The View because Joy Behar said she wouldn't get the vaccine until Ivanka did. what relevance that has to
the narrative that the vaccine is just being pushed, that Trump's trying to kill people with the vaccine because he wants to win re-election. And
how
so Joy
killing
Behar
people
said,
who would vote for him get him the election?
Right. And so Joy Behar says, I'll take the vaccine after Ivanka does. So Ivanka said, great, I'll come on The View and take it.
Oh, my God. Ay, 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 ay. All right. Well, now let's take a deep breath and be back for the second half hour of our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers
targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News. As we inch closer to a vaccine for COVID-19, safety is the utmost importance, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem, and B, does it actually work?
The U.S. budget deficit hit an all-time high of $3 trillion for the first 11 months of this budget year, according to the Treasury Department. The ocean of red ink is a product of the government's massive spending to try to cushion the impact of coronavirus-fueled recession that has cost millions of jobs. The deficit from October through August is more than double the previous 11-month record of $1.37 billion set in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the fold here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion hour to the actual Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with the ladies that are on the air with me every Monday through Friday, the DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We're here to tell their stories or their point of view on things. I think when it gets down to COVID, you know, you have had since March, the top three or four items have been COVID-related, or certainly through the course of things. So if you look back at Talkers Magazine, go to talkers.com, the list of stories and people that are published every week there, you can see a lot of focus on stats and projections and that sort of thing. There are new things. The vaccine and whether or not they're going to have a vaccine in time for Christmas, and will that change or anything else? All that for conversational purposes. But when it gets down to some of the real research, I noticed, I think this week, the big deal, ladies, is what has come out about what could happen to your heart. I know that I do a couple of programs, a couple of doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell is part of the DJV program, and a weekend show I do called Good Day Health, which is on a lot of these same stations, same with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And they've both been talking about, Ken is a cardiologist, so he's all over this, the amount of heart damage that can come from having a really serious case of COVID. And it doesn't seem to be age-related. And I wonder how both of you...
And you don't also have to have a serious case. That's the study that we talked about on the DJV show earlier this week with all of those college football players. They, and most of them didn't even have symptoms, but yet, I think it was... what, 35% of them had inflammation in the heart muscle.
Yes.
Which is, that's really frightening. And these are young, healthy athletes in prime fitness, and, you know, and it still is affecting them. That's what makes me nervous, is the residual damage that this virus has done, because no researcher, and there's a lot of speculation, but no doctor or researcher really, if they admit and they're being honest, and a lot of them have been, they don't really know. We're still learning so much about this virus. We don't know what the long-term effects are. There's been brain inflammation. We know about the blood clotting issues. You know, they put everybody on blood thinners right away to make sure that, you know, you don't die of an embolism, which
only
we lost
if you've
a
been
family
in the hospital,
friend to
though.
One.
Yeah, that's, I mean, some doctors might be, but my doctor certainly not. My doctor is just like, okay, you're over it. See you later.
Wow.
So
maybe get a new doctor just for a follow-up.
I love him.
Well, there's the story this week of that football player, college football player, whose father played pro ball, and he died of the virus. He was 20, or I think 21, senior in college. But he weighed 363 pounds or something. He was only 6'3". So that, again, pinpoints what happens to people who are overweight, who haven't taken care of themselves, not eating well, immune system is weak, and just that kind of stuff. You see, it plays into the numbers and the stories. But I think the heart stuff is probably one of the most damaging things to come down the pike. And you wonder if that wasn't part of the engineering. You know, you go back to what we don't seem to want to talk about. The fact that this thing was engineered in a laboratory, whether it started there or not, is immaterial. It was engineered. Anybody who's a scientist who studies immunology, they study how these things, how the bacteria and the viruses start and spread, they'll tell you.
I think all virologists are on the same page, or most are on the same page now, right?
Yeah.
I know that it was, look, China was they were the ones who put out, and I think they even funded the Netflix documentary, which I had so many people in my world citing, oh no, it came from the wet markets. No, it didn't. They have tested all those wet markets. Those bats, which naturally carry the coronavirus, a different strain of it, they were in the lab. The lab at Wuhan is a military lab, which we know here on our show, but a lot of people still don't seem to realize that.
They don't want to. It's like they didn't want to know what the story was, Victoria.
And the truth is, whether it was released intentionally or it was released accidentally,
that I don't know. I'm open-minded to that. I don't
know. And that's the thing. It's like you can, okay, well, there's arguments on, you know, on both sides, intentional or accidental. But here's the thing. They were not forthcoming with the information.
Exactly. They lied. Never mind. Not forthcoming.
People died in their
own
country.
They lied about it. And when you see the Chinese getting involved in all these other things, trying to screw with us, from top to bottom, you know, I was looking at and the results of, you know, the COVID thing has brought us into an educational crisis, an economic crisis. Look at this week, all of the people charged.
That answers your question. That answers your question, though, Doug, why people aren't focusing more on China right now. People have way bigger priorities. Number one, dealing with, you know, job loss and kids being distance learning at home, working from home, dealing with the virus itself. You know, I think there are so many other things on the list. Next year, maybe, we might end up getting to a place where the virus is under control, and then the focus will become more on China.
Go back to sleep, though, Victoria?
I don't think so.
And start at Dollar General and Walmart buying all that crap?
Well, that's
made
look at 9/11.
That's
look at 9/11.
Thing.
We went back to sleep on that. I mean, after 9/11,
we sure did.
Came together.
We went to war in Iraq. We were right to sleep. Exactly. And one of the things that we ought to be talking about here a little bit is the fact this is the weekend after September 11th. The memories, you know how sober I get when I start talking. Those of you've been with me for 4 or 5 years, Victoria, and so Jennifer's been around a long time since that day. It really sobers us all up. I get to a point of being angry because we haven't really addressed the issue of what caused it. In fact, you know, why were we a target? There are a lot of speculative stories and thoughts and theories and stuff, but we've never gotten to the bottom line. We certainly haven't gotten to the bottom line in our relationship with Saudi Arabia. And so on it goes. And so you look at some of these things and try to understand what being an American is all about. It has changed. Being an American is different now than it was on September 11th and so in 2001. I think being an American maybe is different now than it was during World War II. It was different. We change, and we're supposed to. Change is good and healthy. But when you see how the human condition is as it is, I was trying again to go back to the list of stories from Talkers Magazine, the COVID thing and what it has brought about. The Chinese, if you think they didn't engineer it, think about the damage it's done to our economy, how it's weakened us as a country, not only physically, but emotionally and financially. You can say, oh, the economy is great. We owe more money than we can produce in goods and services for an entire year. We have our economic, Trump and the rest of them can say whatever they want to about the economy. It may be good today, and maybe that's all we think about, but we're on really shaky ground. The Department of Justice has now charged 57 people with stealing PPP funds. This is something that now is just, they're just beginning to investigate because they're trying to figure out whether to forgive the PPP debt in its entirety. That was part of the suggestion of this bill that went no place in the Senate and the House this week. So we have nothing there and probably won't until after the election, if there even is one. But a lot of people, especially folks that are in service businesses, restaurants, barbershops, hair salons, you know, that kind of business, those people are dying a slow and painful death. And yet you see some of these people who have had the payroll protection program and they've stolen tens of thousands of dollars to tens of millions of dollars, when other people like these folks that own restaurants and these mom and pop businesses are going under, while these people are stealing us, the taxpayer, blind.
We know, unfortunately, we know more than a handful of small businesses and business owners who applied for those loans and got denied, and now their businesses are closed forever. And yet Kanye West got a ton of money. The Church of Scientology, millions of dollars. I don't understand how any of this, I mean, forensic accounting, at some point, it has to kick in here, and we have to figure out how did we prioritize Kanye, who just spent $7 million,
but people have the money to know how to do it. I mean, the same argument was made with some of the big chains. Ruth's Chris was one. Planned Parenthood was another. Why are all of these big things trying to get money? And so I think what happens, though, in looking at this is that the applications for forgiveness are not even circulating yet. And I think as those applications for forgiveness go out, I think we're going to hear a lot more about it. And I think a lot of those loans will be relooked at. I think
when you say forgive, you want to explain that concept, Jennifer?
Yeah, because you apply for the PPP loan, which means you get the money, right? You get the money right away. And then what's supposed to happen is that 6 months down the road, you're supposed to be charged, I think it's like just over 1% interest rate on those loans, and you have to start paying that money back. What the PPP does is allows for people to apply for forgiveness. So the government will forgive the loans if you use them for payroll and a small percentage of what you use for rent and utilities. Mm-hmm. So that money is all calculated, the government will forgive it, and then that's the total amount that you have to pay back with your loan amount at the 1% rate. So I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be caught in all of this. Number one, I think that people are going to be looking at those applications and scrutinizing what's going to be forgiven, because banks and the government are not going to want to forgive the loans unless they were absolutely legit, number one. And then number two, I think you're going to see probably a lot of people going, wait a second, I have to pay this back. Because at the same time, there are a lot of people who
said,
they also tried to pump up the fact that, you know, because it's based on how much your payroll was. So there's a calculation. And I don't believe, I mean, I was honest on my application because I didn't want a loan I couldn't afford to pay back in case I wasn't forgiven.
Me too. There
were a lot of people who probably said, my payroll's $250,000, right, and then I'll deal with the rest later.
All right. Good luck with that. In a matter of moments, how come Carol Baskin isn't in the top 10 list of people this week from Talkers? It is an outrage. You're right, Jennifer. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for the week is September 7th to the 11th from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The big stories, the top 10 at number 10, relationships as it relates to the continuing focus on the COVID-19 situation. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia and that, you know, what's going on with all of the countries that are our friends and those who are not our friends. Police reform, number 8. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, the fires in the all over the West Coast. The situation in education, number 5. A lot of stats and COVID stuff at 4. Vaccines and masks at number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And the Woodward tapes. What they say, what they don't say, what people say about them. Number 1. On the story list this week, again, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with the ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Staying safe online. The fraudsters have gotten very good and very tricky. Have you received a seemingly legit email from a company asking you for your personal information? Robert Capps is VP of New Data Security, and he fills us in.
Usually they're called phishing attacks, trying to gather consumer credentials or payment information. With account takeover attacks, what happens is a fraudster is trying to get access to an existing account that belongs to a real consumer. And the best thing a consumer can do to protect their own accounts is not reuse their passwords. Some consumers will use the exact same username and password across many different websites. And if that data is compromised on one, it's possible that the fraudster get access to all of the accounts with the same username and password.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's the letters N-U, datasecurity.com, a MasterCard company.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Next up, our list of the important people, according to the researchers at Talkers Magazine, as they listen to talk radio programs and hosts all around the country to come up with this list every week. At number 10, Kim Jong-un, Mr. Fatty. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is at number 9. Michael Cohen is at 8. William Barr at 7. Nancy Pelosi, getting her hair done, number 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. He can speak now after he got his polyps fixed. Joe Biden is at 3. Bob Woodward at 2. And El Presidente, Donald Trump, at number 1. So there we have it, the list of people That's very interesting. Well, for the most part, the people list is integrated with the story list, as you probably can figure out by listening to both of them. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so why isn't Carol Baskin on the list? She's
That's
a very important
question.
Person. What in the world? Why isn't she there?
What's she doing?
All right, what's she doing for us this week?
Dancing with the Stars. She's putting leopard people, like people who make leopard print clothing, she keeps them in business.
Yeah. So, she and Lisa Rinna.
Not that I don't love leopard print. I have a lot of it, by the way, especially shoes. But, yeah, she's big into the leopard
print. You have leopard print shoes?
A lot of them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Are they from that Payless?
I don't even wear shoes anymore. I don't even remember what shoes I have.
There are these things that cover your feet when you walk outside. It's weird, I know. But, no, Payless is out of business. I have a couple of pairs of heels, a couple of pairs of sandals. Yeah. I don't have any leopard print tennis shoes.
And on that, we leave you, ladies and gentlemen, with that thought on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Warren,
leave me alone.
Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. It's time for Tech Talk, a review of the top five stories from this past week. Victoria Kuhn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number five. And what Alexa is kind of allowing you to do, this is pretty amazing. Amazing Amazon. Here we go.
Right, Amazon's rolling out a new partnership with AT&T that lets you link your cell phone to your Alexa account. So basically, you can use your Amazon Echo or whatever your Alexa-powered device is, you can use it as a phone. So all you have to do is just hook it up through the settings, and then you can say things like, Alexa, call Doug. Or, you know, if the phone rings, then you can say, Alexa, answer the phone, and it's a total hands-free situation. I actually have an Alexa, courtesy of Jen's Christmas gift a few years ago, and I have AT&T, so I actually think I'm going to hook this up this weekend.
She gave one to me, and I gave it away. All right, number four is a kind of a new reworking of Peloton, right? So that they
Peloton, yep. So Peloton stock soared 178% during the pandemic.
And I, you know, a lot of stock buyers and investors say, you know, if you're just getting into the stock market, a great guideline is often take a look around. There was no toilet paper. There was no Clorox. There were no Clorox wipes anywhere. You know, take a look around at what's in demand, and if you know, you can buy stock based on what you see. I saw Peloton vans delivering bikes and treadmills all around our village here in New Jersey, and I knew that Peloton was going to have a monster stock rally. I didn't, because by the time I actually looked into it, I thought it was
beyond.
Outpriced. Yeah, it was too expensive for what I thought it should be. But I knew this was going to be a big moment for Peloton, and so as people set up their home gyms, it worked. These things are expensive, though. The new treadmill is actually going to be considered a budget model. It'll be less than $3,000. The current one is $4,300. They have a new stationary bike called the Bike Plus. That's going to be more expensive than the current one. That's $2,300. So you can find some sales right now in the older models, but the new ones will be coming out soon. And if the trend sticks where people are working out from home, then it's going to be more good news for Peloton.
All right, next up, number three.
Another thing that has taken off during the pandemic, the Robinhood investment app. This is an app that allows you to buy and sell stocks and without a broker fee or anything like that. It's a great app. Jen and I both use it. However, they are getting in a little bit of trouble. The Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating Robinhood over its deals with high-speed trading businesses. And this will not necessarily affect customers right now, as far as we know, but Robinhood itself could pay a fine of more than $10 million if they settle with the SEC, and eventually that could lead to them passing costs and fees onto the user, which tends to always happen. But we'll see where this goes, but Robinhood, I think, had such an influx of business, and they are being accused of allowing for high-speed trades, which it gets a little murky, but I think they're probably going to end up just having to make a settlement.
Number two.
This was kind of an interesting development this week as we talk about, you know, the job loss numbers being the highest they've been since the Great Depression. It's a horrific time for a lot of people in the workforce. And so students who assume that you have to get a four-year degree and spend thousands of dollars and acquire all kinds of student loan debt, that's the only way to get into Tesla, Apple, Google, and Netflix. Turns out that's not true. Elon Musk, who is the CEO of Tesla, as we know, and SpaceX, he said that colleges are not for learning. They're a place to have fun. And he said you can learn anything that you want to learn online, which is mostly true. And he noted that Bill Gates and Oracle's Larry Ellison both dropped out of college before starting their companies. And then he joined other business leaders like Apple CEO Tim Cook and Simon's USA CEO Barbara Humpton. And they basically all said that they have hired about half of Apple's U.S. employment last year were people without four-year degrees. Tim Cook says the reason for this is because most colleges don't teach the skills that Apple requires, which is like coding and a lot of the engineering stuff. So now Google and Apple are hiring employees. They say that their skill set is that's the number one thing they're looking at. They don't care if you have a degree. LinkedIn identified specific positions more likely to be filled by non-college graduates, electronic technicians, mechanical designers, marketing representatives, things like that. And then Elon Musk very funny, you know, in a funny way said, I don't consider going to college evidence of exceptional ability. Did Shakespeare even go to college? Probably not. So there you go.
All right. Number one, the Pentagon's got a big deal with Microsoft.
Big week for Microsoft. They stand to reap as much as $10 billion under a cloud computing contract with the Pentagon. This deal was reaffirmed this week with Microsoft, and they're going to store all of the military defense data. And Amazon lost out on this. They wanted to bid, apparently thought that they were being slighted, but this is a big win for Microsoft.
Good for them. All right, that's it. An overview of the top five items in the world of technology this week. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.